25th, Shemani Vidi.
Giving a gift of these brochures, 1,000 each, to our Bangalore brothers who do full-time book distribution, and a shipment of books with which we're going to send these brochures is going out, I heard, the day after tomorrow. So if anybody who's not folding would like to fold, then where are they, Vicente? Where's the pile? You have some, okay. And there's more in the closet, if anybody would like to. I think Narayana would like to. He did great yesterday. So I'm wondering what to do tonight. First, can you tell her that it's not proper, a muscular disease, to hold our knees up like that in front of Takuchi? It's one of the... Unless your legs hurt, then it's okay. If there's too much pain, it's okay. Because once in 19... Isn't she sitting next to you? Or you next to her? In 1968, we had just installed Takuji in Prabhupada's Boston Temple. And we were all sitting like this, with our knees up and holding our knees. So because the deities had just come, we didn't know any rules and regulations. So Prabhupada was telling us one after the other, sit properly, sit properly. But then Pradyumna had just had an operation. So he was having a hard time sitting. So Prabhupada said, that's all right, you are suffering. So if Gunamala has some problem, and that's all right. So I'm just wondering what to do tonight, because there's two guests here who I guess don't know anything about Krishna consciousness. So I'm wondering if we should give them the opportunity to ask any questions. Do you have any questions you would like to ask? Not now? Just hearing. Okay. And also I'd like to ask Abhiram Prabhu and Balaram Prabhu, Baladev or Balaram? Pleasure, thanks. If you're here for some time and there's any services you'd like to do in Gopinath Bhavan, because a lot of the devotees are leaving, their stay here is up. So if you'd like to do anything, cooking, Takuji service, or anything, the opportunity is there. Okay, and some of you were not here last night when I made the announcement about Vyas Puja. If anybody would like to clean, starting on the 28th at 2 p.m., Tungavidya said, especially at that time, but you... welcome to start earlier, then please see her about getting rid of the 80 layers of Vrindavan dust and grime so that the whole temple is shining brilliantly. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, before the Gundicha, before the Ratha Yatra festival, cleaned the Gundicha temple where Lord Jagannath was coming. He would clean it with his own upper sannyas cloth, and also with his tears. And the goddess of the fortune in Vaikuntha, even though Vaikuntha never gets dirty, the goddess of the fortune cleaned all the marble palaces there just to get the mercy of the Lord. So once our Srila Prabhupada came to Boston in 1968 or 9, and the devotees had stayed up for days to clean everything spick and span and freshly paint all the rooms of his quarters. And when Prabhupada came in, he said, clean temple, clean mind. And in the cleaning of the Gudnicha Marjana, Mandir Marjana, it says that the temple must be as clean as, when the temple was cleaned by all the Lord's devotees, then it became as clear and clean and fresh as the Lord's own mind. And when the after the thousands of devotees were cleaning the Gundicha temple to get it, under the guidance of Mahaprabhu, to get it ready for Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra, then the temple became as clean and bright as the Lord's own mind, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own mind. Just trying, something came and left. Okay, so that's for cleaning. And if anybody of you weren't here last night, when I made the announcement for Thakurji's clothing, Janava Devi is making, or has just completed making, a new outfit for Vyasa Puja. So we're asking anybody if you'd like to give a donation for purchasing brand new, very brudge style jewelry to match their outfit. If you'd like to give a donation, many thousands of rupees are needed, because to make it very opulent and beautiful, so you can see Janava. So that'll, the jewelry would, a few sets of jewelry that would cover Vyasa Puja and Nityananda Trayodasi, the appearance day of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and also Gopurnima. Okay. So still new people just came into the temple. So if you'd like to fold brochures, Vasanti, do you have a stack that people can just get from you? You can just get brochures from Vasanti and fold them. Okay. And if anybody doesn't know how to fold, the Acharya of folding just walked in. Jamuna Devi Dasi. Alright, so a few nights ago, we began, because every night we're talking about some glorification. You want to say something, Vasanti? Today is the appearance day of Srila Jayadeva Goswami. So, under the category of the glorification of Srila Gurudev, we'll tell something about Srila Jayadeva Goswami. In a few of the experiences that we had with Srila Gurudev. I think you're all familiar with the Seva Kunj painting at Rup Sanatan Gaudiya Math. Actually, Gurudev said it's not a painting, it's real. So, underneath the painting, Srila Gurudev ordered the person who was building the altar and the doorway to make a big sign under Thakurji with this verse, Smaragaravakandanam namashirashimandanam dehi parapulavam udaram. This is a verse by Srila Jayadeva Goswami. And the meaning is that Krishna is coming to Srimati Radhika, and she's not speaking with him because he was late, and she had the idea he was with another gopi. So Krishna is begging her that Smaragadala Kandanam, I'm burning in the fire of separation from you. Even the fact that she won't speak with him and she's turning away from him is a certain type of, one of the four kinds of separation Srila Gurudev is so merciful that he was regularly teaching us the science of praying. The pastimes of Krishna, along with the science of the various stages of praying. So when Radharani is in man, or our transcendental loving jealous anger, that is one of the four kinds of separation. And Srila Gurudev was so merciful that he said, why am I teaching you this? Because the more you know about the details of the spiritual world, the pastimes there, the more you'll know that everything in this material world is a perverted reflection of everything in the spiritual world. Do you understand English? You understand English? Okay. So Radharani was manifesting man. So Krishna is falling at her feet and begging, I'm burning in the fire of separation from you. Please be merciful and place your lotus feet on my head to relieve this fire, to put out the fire. So this verse is by Srila Jayadeva Goswami, whose appearance day it is today. Srila Gurudev told the story of how he happened to come to write this verse. He was writing Gita Govinda, the very beautiful pastime of separation of Radha and Krishna. And he was in the middle of writing this line, Dehi Parapalavam Udaram. Please be merciful and place your lotus feet on my head. But he was thinking, how could I write? The verse came to him, because when pure devotees write, they don't kind of figure out something from their intelligence, but they write what comes to them in trance. So this line came to him in trance, but he was rejecting it. And he said, how can I write this line? Radharani is a devotee of Krishna. How can I write that Krishna is asking her to put her feet on his head? I must go and think about it. So he told his wife, Padmavati, I'm going to try and solve this problem. I'm going to take bath in the Ganges. So he left, and then after some time, Padmavati, who was in the house, saw him come back and go to the book and write something, put the book down, leave, and then come back after a short time. So Padmavati said to him, how did you get back so fast? In other words, your hair is all wet, showing that you actually did take bath in the Ganges. But how did you get back so fast? Because the Ganges is some distance away. So he said, no, I didn't just leave a long time ago. You know, I didn't just leave a few minutes ago. You know, I left a long time ago. She said, true, but then you came back a few minutes ago. And you wrote in your book, and your hair was dry. And now a few minutes later, your hair is wet, and you just came back. So he said, I came back a few minutes ago? Let me see that book. So he went and looked in the book, and he saw that in golden letters was the rest of the verse that he couldn't write. Devi Padapalavam Udaram. O Radharani, please be liberal to me, merciful, udaram, and place your dehi parapalavam, place your lotus feet on my head to free me from the torture of the separation that I'm feeling. So when he saw these letters, because originally, when he was going to write it, when the dictation from the trance told him to write it, he started trembling. He couldn't. His hand started trembling. He couldn't keep holding the pen. So now when he saw that handwriting in very golden letters, he understood that Krishna himself had come in his form and finished writing the verse. So he immediately began weeping and told Padmavati what he understood. So Padmavati also started weeping, and they both fainted in ecstasy and in separation. So Srila Jayadeva Goswami has a lot of intimate connection with Srila Gurudev's heart. When Srila Gurudev first requested me to make this painting, he said, "Can you paint my heart?" So we can see what intimate connection his heart has with Srila Jayadeva Goswami. Then Gurudev also told us in Navadvip, that same year that the painting was in the middle of being worked on, that actually this painting comes from Srila Rupa Goswami's heart. And actually, it comes from Krishna's heart. Because Krishna couldn't bear that Radharani was so nice to him. And so he wanted to do something, because that's a right-wing gopi. They're very submissive. So she was not acting, Radharani was not acting in her usual left-wing mood. So he had to think of something. So he came late. This is one of the billions of pastimes that fits in with this painting. And he said, she's already disturbed that he's late. And he said, "Oh Chandra Anani," he waited a while before completing her name. Chandra Anani means the name of Radharani that means that she's as beautiful as many, many moons. So it sounded to her like he was in the middle of saying Chandravali, but then he realized that he was in front of Radharani, and then caught his mistake and switched it to Chandramani. So she said, "Very good," and went like this, "I don't want to have any more relationship with you. You can just go back to where you came from." So it took a long time for Lalita and Vishakha to convince her it was just a little mistake, and it just was a little space. But there's no way that he could think of anyone else but you, even when he's not with you, what to speak of when he's with you. So please forgive him. So Radharani said, "All right, I'll forgive him, but he has to paint my feet," which is what Krishna wanted. Her left-wing mood and some service. So this painting also came from the heart of Krishna. When Srila Gurudev was explaining how Krishna was painting her feet, he was thinking that me and my name are not different. That's what we're supposed to know, but that's what he does know. So if I would write my name at Radharani's feet, that means I'll always be there. So he started writing his name, Sham, 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 all over the bottom of her feet and on her toes. But you can imagine Gurudev said that if Krishna is touching the lotus feet of the embodiment of Madanakya Mahabhav, which is the epitome Venus of Krishna Prem, then what will happen to his heart? His heart started trembling, and that made his hands start trembling, and he could no longer write his name. But what he wrote was an art. It was very artistic. But it was his name, but because he was trembling, it came out to be an art. So then Gurudev said that even Jayadev Goswami cannot see this. Even he cannot enter the Kunj and see this trembling design of Krishna. Only those like Rupa Manjari and her associates can see. And this is what Srila Gurudev came from, that Nikunja, that very Nikunja, where Krishna is writing his name and offering his flute at her feet, and he's coming to invite us to be there. So this is a glorious connection between Srila Gurudev and Srila Jayadev Goswami. What to speak of the fact that Srila Gurudev translated Srila Jayadev Goswami's Gita Govinda, which is very, very elevated, very, very confidential pastime. Why? When I first asked him back in 1993, or maybe it was 92, if I could read Govinda Lilamrita, which is also Confidential Pastimes of Radha and Krishna by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Gurudev said, no, don't touch it. And then I said, well, could I at least read, you know, the innocent parts like Radharani cooking in the kitchen? He said, no, don't touch it or you'll be destroyed. And then a few years later, I asked him again if I could read it. And then he said, yes, you could read it, but very carefully, praying to Yogamaya, who is the embodiment of Krishna's pastime made into a person. Like if you could take all of Krishna's pastimes and put them together into a shape, that's Yogamaya, his pastime potency. Pray to Yogamaya that please don't let any material associations come into my reading, any material remembrances. Like I remember in one of Prabhupada's purports, in the confidential subject of Rai Ramanam Sambad, in the later verses, when they're talking about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, Prabhupada writes that people read this, but if they're not qualified, they just get some material association. He said, I remember one man who said, yeah, that's right, I remember I have a barber named Radha. So he said, pray to Yogamaya that please don't let any material emotions of vikar or bodily transformations of lust come to me while I'm reading this. And if they do come, please take them away. And Gurudev said, and if they come, put the book down and come back to it another time. But for Gita Govinda, he just had it distributed, his own book, 1,000 copies, and distributed everywhere, all over the world. In fact, he announced in Navadvip, this is Gita Govinda by Jayadev Goswami, he announced in Navadvip, everyone should get this book. So if the book was not in the world, then whenever anybody would come to the qualification to read it, they would be lost. They would have no option. So it's there, waiting for anyone who has qualification. And because it came from Gurudev, Everyone is invited to try, because it's under his guidance. Are there any questions or comments on this? New people just came, so if anybody would like to fold brochures, we're going to be sending a gift package of 1,000 brochures of each of the 2 types of brochures to Bangalore, to our brothers in Bangalore, who do full-time book distribution. So if anybody would like to help with the folding, the Santi has them. Any questions or comments about Jayadev Goswami or anything that I've just discussed? Do you have any? Okay. Alright, so then, anybody have any questions about anything? No, how are you, Prabhu?
Not really.
That's fine. I'm just now going on to anything.
So this is about this establishment. And in it describes this is biographical. And it mentions Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, as the preacher of Gaudiya Vaishnava. And in 1959, he got initiation, sannyas initiation. But that's all there is mentioned. And he kind of needs to believe us that he's only a disciple of Bhakti Priyanki Sarana. And he has. So I think, you know, my humble request. And sorry if I say anything, that I feel a little lacking. There is no enough clarification and purification of Srila Prabhupada and Bhakti Priyanki Sarana has been
a significant part of Gurudev's life,
yes.
I mean. Very good point. So the next time it's made, I will arrange that that's there.
That's how that relationship began, actually.
Say that again?
That Gurudev's relationship with his spiritual master and his spiritual master's Prabhupada were called brothers. And how significant that was, and how Gurudev pretty much he meets Srila Prabhupada around the same time, I think a year later, or maybe even 1946.
I think he was initiated in 41, wasn't he?
No, it's this year in 46.
Initiated. Gurudev was initiated?
In February 1946, he had his first meeting.
Okay. Okay, so it was not a long time afterwards then. Oh, very good. Okay, so we should make it, Okay, so we should make it a more significant part of the brochure in the next printing. Right, right. Certainly, very good. Would you like to write something and we'll add it to the next one? A paragraph or whatever? Actually, if you want to take a look in the Gopi Geet, a much longer version of Gurudev's biography is there. And then Ichimai took out just one page of it. It's a much longer thing. So if you find in there that there's more about Prabhupada there, then maybe you could show me and we can just cut and paste from there. We'll cut and paste and take off another paragraph so that it all fits. We can delete. If you can suggest what to add and what to delete for the next printing so that it takes up the same amount of space. Thank you. It's in, at the back of Gopi Geet, it says about the author, and there's a 4-page biography of Gurudev, and I think Prabhupada is talked about more significantly there.
I don't have a sphere with me.
I do. I have. And also, you can check the obvious book, which is My Shiksha Guru Priya Bandhu. So if you can kindly help in that way to find a certain amount, and then a certain amount to delete that's not so important on that page, and then we could do that for the next printing. Thanks. Any other questions? Yes, Abhiram?
Madhvacharya didn't accept Shakti Parinambad, he accepted Vasta Parinambad. But Gurudev was clarifying that only in Mahaprabhu Sampradaya we accept Shakti Parinambad. So I'm a little bit confused why Mahaprabhu would accept this Sampradaya if it wasn't according to his, and I hope it's not out of line, but I just want to understand like why or. And is it another Sampradaya, Mahaprabhu, separate from Madhva? How is it that it all fits together?
Okay, so tell me if I got the question right. Abhiram Prabhu is asking that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the Brahma Madhva Sampradaya, and then it became the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya that we're in now. So why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appear in Madhva's Sampradaya since Madhva accepted Vastu Parinamvad, which I will explain what that is, and not Shakti Parinamvad, which is the philosophy that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu propounded? Why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu start his own Sampradaya? Okay, so I'll answer as best I can. And if anybody knows more, please say. First of all, what is Vastu Parinamvad and what is Shakti Parinamvad? Gurudev made a big thing of this on several occasions. On one side, like Srila Jiva Goswami, who is one of our Sampradaya Acharyas, Jiva Goswami is very a Tattvavadi, very Tattvic, very scholarly, very detailed on the conclusive philosophical, the subtleties of conclusive philosophical truth, and at the same time he's very rustic, or absorbed in his ecstatic relationship with Krishna. And so Gurudev is the same way. We just discussed Srila Gurudev's rasic aspects, and so as far as his tattvic aspects, he sometimes he made fun of our sannyasis when they could not speak the subtleties of Siddhanta as good as his Indian sannyasis, like Tirtha Maharaj. Because he wants everybody to know, and that's why you'll see in the Morning Walk book that Srila Gurudev is, when he calls on somebody to say something, he catches them if they say one word wrong in the explanation. So, Vastu Parinam Vad, Vad means a stress on. Like Mayavad means a stress on Maya. They say Krishna is Maya, the world is Maya, everything is Maya. So Vastu Parinamvad, Parinam means transformation. They put a stress on the transformation of Vastu. Vastu means the Absolute Truth Himself, or Krishna Himself. That Krishna transforms. So they accept that Krishna has energy, but they say that Krishna transforms into his energies, and the jiva is also a transformation of Krishna. Jiva is also Krishna's energy, but it's a transformation of Krishna. The spiritual world is also a transformation of Krishna, so that the energies can be compared with, I don't know too much about it, the little bit that was in the Walks book, I know. So And also in the discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prakashananda Saraswati, the leader of the Mayavad, this discussion of Vastu Parinambad versus Shakti Parinambad is there. So, Gurudev or Madhvacharya compared it with Krishna being the noun and his energy being the adjective that describes the noun. So, they believe that Krishna has energies, but Krishna transformed into the energies. Whereas, and all the four Sampradaya Acharyas have that same similar philosophy. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established Shakti Parinambad. That is, Krishna is Shaktiman, and he doesn't transform to become his energy. He has his energy inside him, which is his Ladini Shakti, or his Achintya Swarup Shakti, his inconceivable, complete, intrinsic spiritual energy inside him, because he's the total energetic and energy. Because no one can be the absolute truth without being energetic and energy. Can we say that the sun is the sun if it doesn't have sunshine? Is there any meaning? Dasani says no. Is there any meaning to say sun without shine? If it was a dark sun? So the sun has been emanating heat and light since the beginning of time, but it has never gotten cooler. It's not being transformed. So Krishna has this, he's the complete energetic, and he's replete with energy inside of him. Just like even I have energy inside of me. So Krishna is the energetic, he has energy. For pastimes, for enjoying pastimes, because he's the embodiment also of desire. Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Shri Satchinandan Gaura Hari ki jai, Shri Giriraj Govardhan ki jai. So he, because he's the embodiment of desire, he desires to enjoy pastimes in loving relationships, because he's also the embodiment of love. That means he has loving relationships. So when he desires, simultaneous to his desire to enjoy pastimes, that inconceivable, intrinsic, complete spiritual energy or pleasure energy that's inside of him comes out in the form of Radharani. So that energy, that complete Swarup Shakti, or intrinsic energy, natural energy, that energy transforms into the spiritual energy, the marginal energy, and the material energy. That spiritual energy also transforms into Krishna's spiritual existence potency, of which the material energy is a perverted reflection, the material existence. The Swarup Shakti also expands or transforms into Krishna's knowledge, spiritual knowledge potency, of which the knowledge of the impersonal Brahman and knowledge about material things and affairs is a perverted reflection. And that same Swarup Shakti expands, or one of her aspects is Ladini Shakti, or the pleasure potency, of which material pleasure, hearty har har, fun and games, sense gratification, prajalpa, gossip, and all that wonderful stuff is a perverse reflection of the spiritual energy in the spiritual world. So perverted that Srila Raghunath Das Goswami prays to his mind, O mind, please don't associate with the prostitute of mundane talk which steals the treasure of my intelligence. So that Shakti Parinambad, which goes along with, Achintya Beda Beda Shakti philosophy, which is that Krishna's energies are simultaneously one with and different from him. The jiva, the material energy, the spiritual energy. So then why did he appear in Madhvacharya's Sampradaya? Number one, Madhvacharya's stress. If you see any pictures of Madhvacharya, he's sitting like this. He stressed dualism. There's differences. There's five differences. There's a difference between God and the material energy. Difference between God and the jiva. Difference between one jiva and another. Difference between jiva and the material energy. Difference between the material energy and the spiritual energy. So actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took something from each of the four sampradayas and discarded whatever didn't fit with his philosophy, and then he added his own and made the Achintya Beda Beda Shakti philosophy. And actually, he instructed the four sampradayic acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Vishnu Swami, Madhva and Ramanuja, how to preach their sampradaya. So they're actually his great devotees. But he accepted most of Madhvacharya than anybody else. And actually, in this next morning walks book, Damodar Maharaj asked him, Gurudev, you said that, You said that Madhvacharya only had an abas or a semblance or a shadow of Vatsalya Bhav in his sampradaya because he worships, his sampradaya worships Bal Krishna or Dadi Mantan Krishna, Krishna carrying the stick and with the broken yogurt pot. So that's Vatsalya. So why, Gurudev, did you say that he's a shadow of Vatsalya? So he said because he also had Gopi Bhav in his sampradaya, and he instructed his eight principal sannyasis to do confidential manasi seva in Gopi Bhav. So there's some mixture of the two. So that's why, if it helps. No, it's an adjustment to the sampradaya that he entered.
So, if I understand,
God doesn't become a sampradaya acharya; he enters into another one.
So he actually was the instructor for acharya to begin with, and he taught them how to preach. So if he wants to make an adjustment,
he's the teacher. His is the most complete. Everybody else has some lacking, and he combined the best of each and made a full complete one.
Do we identify ourselves more as being in Mahaprabhu's sampradaya or in Madhvacharya's sampradaya?
I can't say. Usually Gurudev talks about Gaudiya sampradaya, but he's coming in the line of Brahma Madhva. Gurudev glorifies Brahma as our Adiguru, who loves Radharani and became the mountain at Barsana. Yes?
Especially following Rupa Goswami.
What?
Especially followers of Rupa Goswami.
Especially Rupa Goswami, who's the intimate associate of Mahaprabhu, you mean?
First morning vlog, no plan, 2008.
Right.
Very detailed. Yeah, the way Gurudev describes this tattva makes great the heads of great scholars spin. So did anybody understand what he was saying? Did anybody not understand what he was saying? Hands of anybody who did not understand what he was saying. So tomorrow earlier, if you remind me, we could bring it up again, because it's a very important, as you said. And now in the last 1 second, trying to keep it in a nutshell. And there's a lot of new devotees, so we'll take it from there and expand on that tomorrow. Gurudev's glories as a great philosopher and getting, establishing the proper Siddhanta all over the world. I hear a little tinkle. So we'll end here. And why discussing this? So we'll want to surrender to that great personality, serve him 24 hours a day and not and thinking that 24 hours is not enough, thinking if I had 48 hours a day, I could do something. Lord Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol, Shishi Radha Gopi Maha Ki Jai, Shri Sachinanda and Gaura Hari Ki Jai, Shri Giriraj Devadana Ki Jai, Shri Jamana Devi Ki Jai, Shri Imritala Ki Jai. We're surrounded by so many wonderful personalities. Shri Sundar Arti Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Shri Gurudev Ki Jai. Go up, Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.